You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm, Joe Jurevicius with you in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Browns Bengals First Energy Stadium, the final regular season home game of the year. And folks, we want you to know that if you need some serious lawyers for serious injuries, Elk and Elk are your guys. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. That's Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns. Let's get to the phone lines. Time to call your shot for a chance to win an Xbox One, courtesy of our good friends at Microsoft.com. Let's go, Philip in Northfield. Welcome to the show. Hey, Philip, can you turn the radio down? And what's going on today, brother? All right. I'm not getting him. Emmett, let's try Sean and Avon.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
All right, good. Man. How are you, Sean?
How are you?
Great. Hey, you know what? I'm not expecting much, and that's okay. I want to win. I'm thinking 13-10. He's going to throw for about maybe 227, rush for or scramble for about 45. Nothing flashy. Just, you know, get in there, get the win, and get out and go home and come back next week.
225, you said, and 47? So 272 total yards for John Football for you, Sean. So you're not expecting a lot, but those are pretty good yardage numbers there for Johnny. What are you hoping to see from him in this game against the Bengals?
I'm hoping to see poise. I'm hoping to see him scramble. That's fine. That's what he does. I don't want him running around like a chicken with his head cut off. I want him to be in there, go how he's supposed to play, go with the plays that are called, and don't try to do too much. Just stay with what they're giving you and get a win.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I want to see that poise. I want to see his ability to win from the pocket, also make plays outside of the pocket. But I want to see the highs. I want to see a couple of those plays that say, yeah, this is going to translate at this level. And that can come, by the way, without it being a Johnny Football play. That can come from just standing tall in the pocket, delivering the football, and taking a big hit.
Yes, it can. And Nathan, I have a question for you because just listening to other talk radio shows in and around actually on ESPN 850 WKNR and listening to some of the other hosts, do you believe that Coach Pettine's comments about Johnny Manziel and the quarterback position is that he's trying to handcuff Johnny Manziel in any way, shape, and form, or that they're going to have, they're going to kind of have kid gloves in the way they treat him and their expectations for him?
Absolutely not. And I asked him yesterday about this on the Coach Pettine's show. I said, Johnny Manziel, what makes him special is what makes him unpredictable. And that's what makes him dangerous. You want to take care of the football. You're a defensive coach. Are you trying to put the reins on him and limit him? He said, no, we're telling him, go out there, make plays. Now, every play doesn't have to break down. Trust your offense. Trust your scheme. Trust yourself to make plays, deliver the football on time. But in no way, shape, or form do they want to give up the upside of what he is capable of because of fear for turnovers coming out of that. Quite frankly, we've seen turnovers. We've had turnovers three games in a row, multiple turnovers from the quarterback position without that upside. So I think they're just eager to let him make plays, and they don't want him to be thinking out there so much, don't do this. They want him to be thinking about what he should be doing.
I think Kyle Shanahan has probably had a book put together for Johnny. They know what, by this time and this point in the season, they know what Johnny does really well. They know that they've kind of got the staple. This is it. This is what Johnny does well. And we can add a little bit of this or take some of that away based on how he's performed in practice. But you're right. I would not handcuff that guy, because part of the magic he's had in college and, what he did a few weeks ago in Buffalo, we were able to see a guy that's got a lot of talent and that I think this offense can thrive off of. And if he provides that energy, I think the entire team just feeds off it.
I think they do too.
Yeah, I concur. I heard those comments, listening to another show, and I kind of just thought to myself, in no way, shape, and form, unless you read into those comments and in your own mind, create a story, I think it's Mike Pettine being a head football coach, and he's going to micromanages, and those position coaches micromanage their players, of all of them. You can't ask Craig Robertson to go out and play exactly like Carlos Dansby, play exactly like him, or Justin Gilbert. How long did it take to get his tendencies, out from Oklahoma State and build him into being a professional football cornerback, and that's what I think they're going to do. But I think also, too, I'm excited to see the innovation in this offense to feed into Johnny Manziel's strengths.
I think so. And this is what Kyle Shanahan said yesterday when he addressed the media. A couple things. Said, number one, Manziel's been locked in. Said, coming in Monday and Tuesday, working extra, working late. He's got that sense of urgency to know what's going on. But to get to your point, too, this is actually a direct quote from the offensive coordinator. You know the guys aren't coming to hit you and stuff. Johnny's very capable of going through the progressions and everything, but you don't want him to just sit there and be a robot. You want him to do what's made him successful, and that's make plays. Also, I keep saying it, but there's a fine line between both, and that's something he's got to figure out, and I've got to help him work on. I hope he can be able to use both types of his game. So winning from the pocket and improvising, it is that fine line, but they are not in any way, shape, or form going to try to limit him. They know that he's a rookie. He's going to make mistakes, but they said you don't want to see him playing like a robot. He's a talented guy. You want him to make sure that he can go out there, just let it go, and play freely.
So that being said, we can expect to still see the guy that coined the name Johnny Football then.
That's right. I think you're going to see elements of that, but it's a different game.
It is.
It's a different game in the NFL, and I think you're going to see the new version of Johnny Football, which is a guy who has progressed, who's going to impress you from the pocket, but also show the ability to make plays and extend drives. That's what the Browns haven't had. It's third and six. Unless you throw a pass for more than 6 yards, you are punting the football.
Right, and when he gets to first and second down in the run game, if our running backs kind of stumble or they're not getting the yards that they're hoping to get, at least Johnny on that first and second down on a broken play is going to be able to put you in a better third down situation just off his legs alone. If he can get you to third and short, now you start to like our chances come, you know, with our running game, with the short passing game. But, you know, I think Johnny's a smart enough guy to realize that he's been given the keys to the organization right now for the next 3 games. This is his truck. He's going to drive this thing.
And I want to ask you guys another quick question. And again, it's just because it's more about the fan experience and the energy at First Energy Stadium. Do you think if the Browns win the coin toss, they still defer? Or do you give Johnny Manziel the keys to the ship right out of the gate?
I think you defer because there's nothing more for a team that you've dominated defensively than to come out and say, we're not afraid of you. Here's the ball, and we're going to stop you. Get that 3-and-out. And then Johnny leads a touchdown. You're up 7-0.
I like
it.
Okay. I'm just asking.
Listen, if the offense comes out of the tunnel and they announce his name, that place is going to be electric.
They are.
It'd be an awfully sexy decision to give that ball to Johnny Football right out of the rip.
But the other thing, too, is that the defense can come out and just shut down their first series of offense for the Cincinnati Bengals. Now the defense has that edge to
a little momentum.
I agree.
And if Johnny grabs the football and he's able to take the field, take the team down the field and score, that plays, I think it's going to be over.
And also,
it's going to be pandemonium.
And also,
right?
Too, maybe not on the 20-yard line, you know, maybe on the other 40, which would give Johnny Manziel, you know, a great opportunity to start with good field position, too.
I mean, that's the biggest thing, the field position. And again, if he's using it with his legs, he's using it with his arms, our defense has got that momentum going and they're stopping people. I think it's going to be a recipe for success, man. I really, really
do.
Let's go. Can't wait for Sunday. Let's go now to Mike in Richmond Heights. Call your shot for a chance to win an Xbox One from our good friends at Microsoft.com. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, man. How are you?
All right. Hey, I just want to say, man, I think the Browns are going to win big. I mean, I think it's going to be some mistakes made by Johnny, but I think just his presence alone is going to lift the team, and everybody's going to want to do it for his first, you know, first real start. But I just want to say, too, the question was the yards, right?
Yep.
Yes,
total
sir. Total
rushing and total passing.
Correct.
Right?
Combined.
All right. Now, I'm going to say 290.
290. Okay.
290 total. And I say the Browns win 24-17.
How much of that 290 is rushing?
I'm going to say about 50 to 60.
Okay. I think pretty much everybody's kind of in that 45-50, which is good. I don't want him coming out running for 100 unless he happens to break
a 40-yarder. I want to see him break one open.
Oh, absolutely. Of course. I would love to see him break one open.
It would just be fun to see him break one open, too.
Could you imagine if he gets in the open field and he's got the 30 and everybody knows he's going to score, the place going crazy?
But, guys, also, too, is do you understand that Johnny Manziel breaking one, if you focus on the court, like Brian Hoyer getting out of the pocket and rushing for 6 yards was Brian Hoyer breaking one. Johnny Manziel, because he's so dynamic with his legs, could run for maybe 15, and it's going to seem like he went for 50 because it's going to be so – it's going to look different from everything we're so accustomed to at the quarterback position because of what he just did to get a first down and have the speed to get completely around the corner and have the and outrun the angles of the linebackers to make a what should be a Brian Hoyer or a typical quarterback a 7 to 8 yard run, but a 15 yard run.
Matt,
you know,
talk about the angles actually, because this is that's a whole different element to this game. When he gets outside the pocket, if you're not taking the right angle as a defender, you could be in for a long, long day, especially with the speed that he has.
He's so, quicker than people realize.
Yeah, and I think also, too, just going back and watching some of the preseason football games, he's very cognizant of when to get down. He has no problem. You saw him. He slid and popped up like a like he was sliding in a second base, you know, on a or like a almost stand-up double, you know, sometimes because
and you know what
get
that
down,
does?
save your body, save the hits.
And you know, Matt, you know what that does, actually, what you're just saying right there? When he's able to get down and pop right back up, it annoys the defense because they weren't able to get a shot on him.
Absolutely.
And he's smart. So I think this guy's doing it probably – you know, not only physically, but he's going to try to use his smarts to get down and
we would
not let the Bengals get those pot shots at him.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to let him get that right there. It's cold outside here in Berea.
Snowman just walked in here.
A stormtrooper just walked in here. All right, let's go to John in Columbus. John, call your shot, Browns Bengals.
Hey, Matt. Hey, Joe. Good show. Always enjoy the show. It's so great to have excitement in the Browns again.
Yes,
that's right.
I like to suck it up. Listen, I got a comment, and I'd love to hear Joe's commentary on this stuff. X's and O's straight. All the debate and all that stuff is fun. John Manziel is a very talented fella. The Browns now open up the edge on the offense. And when you open up the edge, by that I mean going wide, you put pressure on that cornerback. You put pressure on that safety because they have to come up run support or something. And then what happens is that opens up the middle. The tight end gets that medium ball, deep ball, and Johnny has that option. And guess what? When that safety comes over, the deep ball for a Gordon is right there for him. Now, the little guys, these guys, the Gabriel and Hawkins, these are perfect for this type of offense.
Yep.
Manziel on the corners. Now, this is not for some guy like Manziel. This is for a John Manziel who's talented and throws accurate.
See, John
with
Manziel. That's
this
right.
This is what I'm talking about. This is a no-brainer. This guy should succeed with the talent that he has. It shouldn't even be – it probably won't even be a question. You guys are going to be so assured of this when you see him play. And as far as poise, he's the epitome of poise. He's already got it. You can't teach that. So I'd like to hear your comments, Joe. I'll go off here. And God bless you guys. God bless Cleveland. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, John. Appreciate that. I agree with the poise. I mean, this guy's been in the spotlight forever. There's no stage that I think is going to seem too big to Johnny Football.
There's nobody in Cleveland other than LeBron James and probably Bernie Kosar. You know, but not even Bernie. LeBron James and Johnny Manziel just live on a different planet in terms of fame and having poise because of the amount of people that come after him. Going to the X's and O's thing, this is a game where I look for Cincinnati's safeties to really have to pay attention this week because they've got to find that happy medium of playing the run and playing the pass and honoring both. And again, when you've got a guy like Johnny that can do it with the arm as well as the legs, you have got to be on point in order to defend. But as soon as they make one mistake and you're going to let a receiver get to that second level or beyond the safeties, I think it could be a very, very long day for that defensive backfield. They're going to be a lot more tired than they've been in weeks past for simple reason. You could be running down the field with the corner, with the receiver, running, and turn around. Why isn't the receiver getting the ball? Turn around. Johnny Manziel's running right behind you with the football. So they've got to pay attention to a lot of different things, but there's no questions with the athletic ability and a different dynamic than the Bengals have seen in the past and that we at the Browns offense have had for the past few weeks. There's no questions asked that this is going to be a tougher task for the Cincinnati Bengals.
And that's why I believe we are going to see the longest run of the season for the Browns in this game. I think Isaiah Crowell or Terrence West or maybe both are going to finally get that crease and allow them to run. Right now, West's longest run of the season is 29. Crow's is 35. I think that changes in this game, and I think it comes from the pressure of Johnny Manziel and what he's going to do. Safeties are occupied with him. Linebackers are occupied. One false step, get him through the hole, and Crow or West, they can take it to the house. I think we're going to see that. We're going to see the best single running play of the season for the Cleveland Browns in this game, I think, due in large part to what Johnny can do. Let's get Kevin in South Carolina with us here. Kevin, again, you can call your shot with a chance to win an Xbox One from our good friends at Microsoft.com here on Best Fans Week. What's up, Kevin?
Hey, guys.
How you doing, man?
How are you?
Hey, dog. Hey, Matt.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh,
I-O.
Yeah, they love it. The Buckeyes. Buckeye Nation.
That's right, baby. all the way down here in SEC country.
I know.
It's all good. We're going to take it to them.
I hope so. I hope so. All right, I won't keep you guys long. So I've got total for 303.
Okay.
And I think Johnny's going to run for about 59 yards, so kind of staying in that same window.
Okay.
And pass number 244, so my math is correct.
There, your math is correct.
And then
what's the score?
The score pretty close, man, 27-24. And listen, all year long, you know, I've been listening to you guys on podcasts, and this is the first time live. And, you know, I think that we've been drinking too much Kool-Aid. But honestly, I think Johnny brings a different dimension to the offense. And if you've been watching lately, there are lanes out there to be ran in when we do the play action. And so I think we're going to get a little more offensive prowess going on. And so I've got us winning 27-24.
Kevin, appreciate you listening to the podcast on the app. Certainly you can do that on the Browns mobile app. You can download that. And also, I agree, there is going to be more stress on the defense. It's going to come down to can he execute. The plays will be there to be made, and we're just going to find out how consistently he can execute in the National Football League.
You're absolutely right. And I think not only are there lanes there, but I think if something that has been built into him, maybe at Texas A&M, or something that he has seen that this offense could do or do better under the Brian Hoyer tenure was get that ball to the back, you know, and that might be something that we see from a development growth standpoint out of Johnny Manziel, where Johnny Manziel would want to go make a play with his legs, but making a 4-yard throw to a Terrence West or Isaiah Crowell in space and allowing him to go make that play, to me, shows signs of him being a pro pocket passer who has developed a full aspect of his football game instead of just, oh, it's not there, gotta go, get out of the pocket.
I think when you watch Johnny get outside the pocket now, and those cornerbacks have to pay really close attention to, is he running or is he going to throw to the receiver, and they get caught in that in-between place, that shady area, that gray area, I think that's where our smaller receivers can do one hell of a job of breaking free. If they're not paying attention and they turn their head for 1 second, that's where a shifty guy like that can just kind of slip away from the defender, and Johnny can kind of make some plays downfield. So, again, yes, there is a whole different element. You know, in looking at what Coach Lewis said earlier in the week too, if you're an athlete or you're somebody that has a little bit of a chip on your shoulder, I take what was said earlier in the week about Johnny's height is something that it's like
no question.
You never open your mouth because it will come back to haunt you.
No
and
question.
And I think that that's what I'm looking forward to, is Johnny doing something, being able to look at that sideline and just kind of let him know that he heard it.
I'm sure he will. Let me say this. Mike Pettine addressed the media just following practice right now. Billy Cundiff did not practice today. He's officially listed as questionable. He had suffered a knee injury in practice yesterday, and the team will potentially add a kicker tomorrow. So keep an eye on that there. Billy Cundiff didn't practice today. Knee injury suffered in practice. He is officially questionable. The Browns have ruled out Deshaun Gibson, Gary Barnage, and Kaywan Williams for Sunday. So as we said all along, you are going to see a lot of Justin Gilbert in this game. Gary Barnage remains out at tight end for the Browns. Cameron is back, so it'll be Cameron and Dre as the top two tight ends there, and Jim Leonard will once again start for Deshaun Gibson. That's the injury update for the Cleveland Browns there. When we come back, we're going to hear some from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, and we'll continue to allow you to call your shots for an opportunity to win an Xbox One courtesy of our friends at Microsoft.com. Zagura Wilhelm Jurevicius, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.